We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Longtime Buckeye reporter, now with Letterman Row, of course. Tim, how are you? Thanks for joining me.
It's good to be here, man. I'm doing extremely well. Extremely good. Well. I don't have snow on the ground.
Yeah, that's good. That's good, because a lot of people do right now. But it'll be gone soon enough. And, you know, Tim, let's begin with yesterday. Obviously, Dan Orlovsky caused quite a stir on ESPN when he talked about things he'd heard about Justin Fields, that maybe people were questioning the work ethic, and he was the last guy in and the first guy out. We hadn't heard any of this stuff. I was surprised that he said that. Tim, you know this team as well as anybody. What's your thoughts on that? Is there any truth to that at all?
Well, I think he came back with another video today, and it was kind of a – remember Jackie Gleason? I don't know if you ever saw the Jackie – the Honeymooner show.
But sure.
Whenever he'd get kind of perplexed, he'd go, homina, 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 homina. he came back with a video kind of like that today, because he basically was – as he said, he was basing it on what he had been told by a couple of people. But then he got in touch with some – you know, for example, somebody who works with Justin Fields at Ohio State, and some others, and found out, you know, maybe he was wrong, that opinion he had gleaned from others was wrong. And, I really truly believe, this time of year, I've been around this for a long time now, and yeah, all of a sudden you hear stuff about people, about players at this point, where you just get the idea that people are putting out misinformation or disinformation on purpose, you know, to maybe shake up the draft a little bit, you know, maybe, sift like sifting sand. Hope he ends up sifting down to you. If you follow my
right
draft.
Sure.
I got
you.
Somebody, I saw where some draft expert had him with a fourth round grade or something. And I'm just going, that's probably the same guy that had Joe Montana, you know, with a third round grade or something,
yeah,
but, or Tom Brady with a sixth round grade. So, it is what it is at this point, but I've got a podcast up right now that I did with CJ Saunders, the guy who caught that pass, you know, at the end of that workout, that 65 yard ridiculous pass. And he's a guy obviously trying to make good trade. He's been around Justin now for going on 3 years, and just has marveled at his work ethic, his leadership, the way he always wants to get better, the way he takes a little bit of coaching and turns it into a gold nugget. I mean, you rarely have to correct him twice on anything. And just, you know, he was pretty, has been impressed all along with his work ethic. And this was a guy, by the way, CJ Saunders, who spent time with the coaching staff last year because he was denied a year of eligibility, a 6 year of eligibility, even though he'd torn up his knee the year before. And so he got to, you know, be in on coaches meetings and things like that. And no one around the Woody Hayes Athletic Center, which I would think would have the best knowledge of Justin Fields' work ethic, has ever questioned it.
Yeah, which, again, that seemed totally out of left field. Justin Fields, obviously, in his 2 years at Ohio State, played at an extremely high level, you know, led the team to the college football playoff in consecutive seasons, through 63 touchdowns and 9 picks in 22 games. But the one thing is, you never know how a guy's going to translate in the NFL, no matter
exactly
how good he is in college, right? So
it's hard
to say. He might not be a great pro, but I don't see anything in his about him or anything we've seen in him 2 years, Tim, that would make me think he wouldn't, beyond just that some guys don't for whatever reason.
Yeah, and you know this. You're smart enough because, I mean, you're up in Cleveland, you know? I mean, you've seen pretty good quarterbacks come and go up there because, for want of another explanation, either they weren't good enough or the people around them weren't good enough. You know, the struggle that Cleveland's had to become a contender, get back into any kind of contender status. Coaching staff's going in and out, you know. And, like, look at Sam Darnold right now. Sam Darnold, I'm telling you, he took a beating against Ohio State in that Cotton Bowl a couple of years ago and still was putting some balls right on the money. This guy is a pretty good quarterback, but the team he's been saddled with and the coaching staff he's dealt with over the last couple of years, you know, everybody's doubting this guy. And we all saw Tim Couch go from this sensation to gun-shy, you know, after his first couple of 3 years in Cleveland. So, I mean, it can happen to the best of them. And it's too bad sometimes that the best quarterbacks in a situation like this have to go to the worst teams, you know, the teams that are rebuilding. I mean, you look at the Jaguars right now. The good news is it looks like Trevor Lawrence is going to be the first-round draft pick for him, but he's going to a team that's got the first round – that's got the number one pick. You know, you don't look into those number one picks. You have to earn those. And but you're exactly right. But here's the thing. When you check off the boxes, can you throw every pass? Justin Fields, yes. Are you the fastest quarterback since Robert Griffin III in a 40-yard dash? Yes. Did you lead your team to some huge wins at Ohio State? Yes. Did you have a bad game against Northwestern in the Big Ten championship game? Yes, but your team still won. Did you have the greatest game ever by an Ohio State quarterback in a bowl game and or playoff, a college football playoff game against Clemson? Absolutely. I mean, you know, so you can find a way to nitpick all of these guys, but Justin Fields seems to get it from a leadership standpoint. Number two, he checks off almost all the boxes. Is he going to struggle at the next level initially? They all do. They all do. Or if they don't, they have a sensational first year and then fall off the in that sophomore jinx the next year, you know, and because it happens to almost every one of them. And, you know, and even Patrick Mahomes had his come up and it's in the Super Bowl this year, you know, just when you thought he was going to win 8 Super Bowls. So, you know, there's just all kinds of ways to find fault with these guys. But it's rare in this. It's rare still to have a talent come out like Justin Fields, who checks almost every box. And, you know, now it's up to you to make something out of him. You know, if you're a football team, there is no perfect quarterback prospect. Trevor Lawrence had a really bad game against Ohio State, but he's going to be the number one pick, it looks like, you know.
That's right. And by the way, a good, you know, if Justin Fields ends up dropping a little bit in the draft, it might work out better for him, because I think if I'm him, I'd rather play for Carolina or San Francisco than the Jets or the Jaguars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, a great example, like I just said, is Joe Montana and Tom Brady, you know. Yep. And they won, 10 or 11 Super Bowls or 12 Super Bowls between them. And look at – meanwhile, Terry Bradshaw went to a horrible Pittsburgh Steelers team with the number one pick in the draft, and he won 4. So you never know. You never know where they're coming from. You know, like you just said, I think throughout football, they're trying to find those – that actual test that can tell you how a guy operates under pressure. You know, does he make snap decisions that lead to good things? Because that's really, like you said, the speed of the game from high school to college to the pros goes up almost exponentially. And it's all about making good plays and or being able to keep plays alive where things get a lot more loose in that secondary, you know? And I think Justin definitely has that second ability. And, you know, it remains to be seen about the first ability, because you never know until you're driving that car.
That's right. We're talking with Tim May, Letterman Rowe. Tim, let's talk about who's going to be playing quarterback for the Buckeyes in this upcoming season, 2021. I mean, I have no idea is this a really a three-man competition? And if so, who do you think has the best chance?
Well, I think it's legit, even though, you know, a lot of people think Ryan Day is just sort of politically speaking correct, you know, speaking politically correct when he says it's a three-man deal. But I clearly think it's a two-man deal. I mean, I think C.J. Stroud's everyone is the guy everybody's got their eye on, because he ended up being the backup quarterback at the end of the year last year, because you don't just put just anybody into the game when your number one guy goes out, you know, late in the year and you're in a championship hunt. But Jack Miller III, man, you know, it's funny. We some of us are going to get to watch a little practice either Friday or Monday, depending on what group you're in, you know, with the social distancing. But right. finally, we're going to get to watch these guys a little bit. But the bottom line is Jack Miller III. I mean, there's a video of him out there that Ohio State put out, along with some other action videos. You got to really glean what you can from those snippets, you know.
Sure.
He put a little seam route right on the money. He's grown exponentially physically since he's been there for the last year and a half and or a year. But so is C.J. Stroud. I think it's going to be a hell of a competition, to be honest with you. But you know, if you go by the eyeball test and your ear test, you know, just paying attention, it would appear C.J. Stroud went in to the competition with a little bit of a foot in the door compared to the other two. I'm talking about Kyle McCord, is the third. He's a freshman from Pennsylvania, had a hell of a high school right. career, and you know, he played more football last year than those two guys did, you know. But those other sure. two guys did. But the bottom line is you gotta think Stroud's got at least, you know, an inch or two head start, let's put it that way.
Tim, what position group, if any, are you most concerned with, you know, 4 and 5 months before the season starts?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that the secondary, the four guys, five guys, wherever you know, whatever they throw out there in the secondary, has some things to prove based on the way the year went last year and the way it ended. I mean, and that was a group where you know, they didn't get any spring in replacing basically three starters in that group, four really if you count them as a five group, but they're replacing all those starters. You had a guy, I won't get into all that, but bottom line, you know, we all know Sean Waite switched from slot corner to outside corner. That was kind of hit or miss for him a little bit. That's why he's probably dropping in the draft assessments right now. Interestingly, he didn't work out with the Ohio State Pro Day because he's coming back from some type of turf toe injury or something, but I digress. But clearly, those guys, when you're number 122 in the nation in pass defense and you play in the national championship right. game, but when you're number 122, what was the thing Alabama exploited in that game? It was the pass defense by yeah. Ohio State. Not that Ohio State would have been able to stop them, but you know they really didn't hardly slow them down. And that passing attack with Devontae Smith and Mac Jones and those guys. So that's what's got to get fixed. And, you know, you got Josh Proctor now moving to that free safety spot full time. He played all over the secondary. We got to talk to him today, as a matter of fact. And, you know, they had so many guys dealing with either COVID or some other situations that they hardly ever got to practice last year. And it was just hard for them as a group to come together. And then, you know, you've got some other guys. You got Seven Banks started last year at corner. They think he's going to be pretty good now as a corner. Who's going to be that other corner? You know, remains to be seen. And there's some youngsters rising. Some names to keep in mind are Lathan Ransom, who played some at the end of the year last year. A guy named Cam Martinez, who seems to be on the coach's lips every time they talk about the secondary. So they like Marcus Williamson, the guy who started at slot corner last year and kind of had a tough year himself, but like he said, it's amazing the amount of talent they've got there, but they got to get it all together. And as Josh Proctor said today, you know, communication more than anything else was probably what they didn't do a good job of last year, before plays and during plays. And, that's one thing they're definitely working on. And of course, you know, Ryan Day has made Kerry Combs now just the defensive coordinator. He's going to work some with the secondary, but Matt Barnes has now moved over to coach the secondary. You know, all four guys are five positions, and we'll see how that plays out. You know, everybody working sort of as a group instead of like maybe corners and safeties, et cetera. But, you know, the proof will be in the right. pudding.
That it will. Tim, great stuff as always, man. Thanks for the insight. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, and I had to throw one cliche in there at the end. The proof will be in the pudding. So
why not?
Hope the snow melts.
You
got to
throw a cliche in here and there,
man. It's baseball season.
I hope so too. Thanks, Tim. Yeah, it's right.
All right, see you, man.
It's enough with the snow already.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.